My name is Don Gardner, and I'm called Red Dog since junior high days by my junior high coach.
All right, here we go. Down. Up. Down.
My name is Catherine Glidewell. How would I describe Red Dog? He loves to tell people what to do.
I'm Cora Griffin. She's pretty cool.
He is kind of charismatic in his own way of being a 74-year-old ex-military man who just loves people.
Here we go. Down. Get down, Catherine. Here we go. 11 leg lifts.
But no, Red Dog, this is his family, and so he works really hard to make a great workout for everyone. He wants people to feel motivated to not only be in better shape, but be a better person. My name is Reagan Dodd, and I've been coming, I think this is my fourth year.
All right, this one you like. Hands behind your head, elbows back, on Reagan, side bend.
Ready, left, right.
Louder. Left. Let's wake up football.
It's a workout program that was started in 1984 for high school kids, and it just progressed to more and more people, little kids, adults, all kinds. And it started out for Lawrence High football, and then it was Lawrence High sports, then Free State sports, and it just kept growing. Families, little brother, little sister would come because big brother, big sister did it.
And so why do you do this?
I don't know. I'm crazy. It's fun. I didn't think that at 4:45 this morning, but it's fun, and it's great to have all these people. We have a lot of friends made from it over the years. I've got a lot of former high school kids that still come see me, call me. That's worth all of it.
What makes a good workout?
Well, if you're sweating good, and I think you should enjoy yourself. I think, you know, any sport, you should at least be having some fun. Some days, no, but...
On your feet.
My name is Michael Cordova. You can work out on your own, but when you see, oh, I can beat that guy or I can beat that lady. So you try and try and try, and it keeps me coming back and forth because I used to tell my wife, gosh, that guy beat me. He shouldn't beat me. So I try to do better, but that's what I like about it.
You know, you're doing the best you can. It's not competitive. Everyone roots for everybody else, and it's just a great atmosphere.
My name is Bob Shum. I own Buffalo Bob's Smokehouse and the Dynamite Saloon. That's my day job. In the evening, I'm the mayor. I mean, when I started, I could hardly do anything, and I just decided that I needed to do something in order to live longer and healthier. So little by little, I started coming on a regular basis, and then I became very enthusiastic about it, so much so that just in this last year, this spring, I ran a half marathon for the first time in my life, and I'm 65, so that's pretty cool, I think.
It's good seeing the people's accomplishments. We get to know everybody. You know, when 400 or 500 people here, I pretty well know all of their names. If I don't know the name, I at least know their face. I'm Beverly Gardner. I'm Red Dog's wife.
Do you normally refer to your husband as Red Dog?
I do when I'm out. If I yell Don, he doesn't pay attention. But if I yell, hey, Red Dog, he'll answer.
I don't hear as well.
All right, folks, we're going to come up into this parking lot, out around the street, over to 11th, up on the other side of.
My name's Rachel Sine, and I am here at Dog Days trying to lose weight.
My kids always did the summer Dog Days, and they got me started on it. And then they both went off to college, and I just kept going. So I'm Lisa Fredrickson.
What are you doing right now?
We're walking backwards up Campanile Hill between the football stadium and the Campanile, which is, I believe, a World War II memorial.
How would you describe the task at hand?
I've never made it all the way up to the top without having to walk.
I'd say it was a good workout. They're probably calling us names, but mean names. Because running up that hill backwards is tough. I mean, you don't have to run if you want to walk, but we want people to feel better, get in a little better shape, and hopefully they survive longer.